I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton cut short her visit to Ethiopia today. An ash cloud from a volcano in nearby Eritrea forced Clinton's plane to take off early. Another volcanic ash cloud caused airlines to cancel flights in Australia. That one comes from Chile's Puyehue volcano, which erupted more than a week ago. Meteorologist Andrew Tupper is tracking the cloud for Australia's Volcanic Ash Advisory Center.
It's a hemispheric thing. It's winter at the moment in the southern hemisphere. That means we've got good westerly winds whipping right around the hemisphere, and that's carried the ash cloud quite quickly. The ash cloud has travelled a distance of about 16,000 miles from the source. It's shortly going to complete a loop of the globe and come back over the tip of South America again, I believe.
Wow. So map it out for us, Mr. Tupper. What was the path the ash cloud took to southern Australia?
Oh, well, that started in Chile, and it's caused the most disruption in Chile and Argentina. And it moved quite quickly across the South Atlantic Ocean to Africa. So some of the ash went over South Africa, some went south of Africa. From there, it crossed the Indian Ocean again quite quickly. Most of it then got deflected south of the Australian continent towards Antarctica, but then came back north again and went right over New Zealand, and some of the ash came back just to clip southern Australia. So that's what we've got at the moment. We've got a patch of ash, contaminated airspace, stretching all the way back to South America.
And specifically, what has this volcanic ash cloud from Chile done to affect Australian flights?
Well, because it's crossed airspace that's included Melbourne, which is the second largest city in Australia, that's effectively started by grounding flights. So airlines in this region take a very conservative view, as across most of the world, with volcanic ash. It's very dangerous to aircraft, so they haven't wanted to fly in any concentration of ash, and therefore there's a lot of disruption.
Right. I guess 110 Qantas flights were cancelled on Sunday and today. I'm surprised, though, that after traveling practically all the way around the world, not much of the hazardous volcanic dust falls out of this cloud and therefore continues to affect jet engines.
Yes, this is one of the features of this eruption, in that it seems to have ejected quite a lot of very fine ash. So it's like an extremely fine talcum powder, except much less pleasant. And it just has stayed in the atmosphere for a long time. We can still see ash with satellites. We've got pilots reporting ash above them where they have flown. Definitely there. So unfortunately, it means the disruption continues.
What is the forecast for this ash cloud dispersing then?
Well, as I said, it's been a tremendously long cloud. It's being broken up by the various low-pressure systems that are along its path, but that means that we've got patches of ash scattered along the route, really, and so there's a lot of contaminated airspace, I'll record, where you might have a clean patch and then there's another little ash cloud just around the corner. So that's the problem. We have to just keep watching, and when the ash finally dissipates, then we'll be okay to fly again. But until then, we just have many, many little patches of ash that's remained in the path of the main cloud.
Meteorologist Andrew Tupper with the Volcanic Ash Advisory Center speaking with us from Australia's Northern Territory, from the city of Darwin. Andrew, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.